Yep. All right. Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. What I want you to do today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a deep breathing exercise / meditation. You've come to the most meditative podcast in the world. We are going to align our chakras. So what I want you to do is I want you to in through your mouth, in with the bad, out with the good. No. Hold on.
Wrong way.
In with the good, out with the bad. I want you to align your chakras down your spine, right into your
there is a chakra like
in your butthole. Yeah.
Hold on. If you didn't know.
Get serious, man.
There's a chakra in your butthole. Line that thing up, dude.
We need you to clench your butthole. I mean, your chakra. Breathe.
Your butthole chakra. You got to focus on the butthole
Think of a waterfall. Think of a...
You ever listening to those?
Fish. I need you to think about Richard Nixon's face. That's calm. Well, who was the guy from Dennis the Menace? Remember that old guy? Matthew? Remember that?
Yeah.
That guy's face. Think about that guy's
face. Grumpier old men?
Yeah. Mr. Wilson. That guy had a brutal looking face. Yeah. Look kind of like Richard Nixon.
He was funny, though.
He was funny. Rest in peace. Show, dude.
You don't need to be handsome as long as you're funny.
Yeah, hey.
You hear that, ladies?
ROTFL podcast.
We have a face for radio.
So we need you to breathe in, breathe out. And I want you to slowly bring your right hand up to your nipple and start rotating it in a clockwise fashion. Yes. Yeah. Okay, enough games. Look, today we got an episode for you. And if you guys are not subscribed and you guys have not liked this, then what are you doing with your life? Hey, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe. I am Joshua Dark. This is my co-host, Killer Puke. What's going on?
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah, so apparently we cuss way too much.
Way too much.
To ever become mainstream.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
To ever get monetized.
Yeah, monetized, mainstream, whatever. We cuss way too much. So we found a way to train ourselves not to cuss. They just came in the mail.
All right. So if any of you guys ever read up on the behavioral psychologist, the behavioral scientist, Pavlov, he used to have these little bells. He would ring, and then he would feed his dogs. Every time he'd rung the bell, he'd give them a little treat. And then it became to where, behaviorally, these dogs would become accustomed to, when they heard that bell, their mouths would start salivating. Him, along with B.F. Skinner, did a lot of work with...
He didn't just do those tests on dogs, dude. He did a gang of tests on people.
Well, yeah. These behavioral...
Dude was a monster, bro.
Well, I liked him.
Dude, he did some gnarly stuff.
Dude, he was a G. This is stuff we need to know.
He did some gnarly stuff.
Well, him and B.F. Skinner. B.F. Skinner did a lot of weird shit to pigeons. Same thing.
Yeah.
So, behaviorally, this is how we operate as animals. And here at the ROTFL podcast, we are, if not anything else...
Lowbrow?
No. If not anything else, we are trying to better ourselves every day. Every week we come to you, we are better human beings than we were the week before. We are here to evolve. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot see this on the YouTubes and interwebs, we have what is called a shock collar, okay? They put these on dogs, and they are brutal.
Yeah, they're gnarly.
And we are going to strap this onto our neck as it stands right now. All right? So.
Let me see your controller, bro.
Nah.
You better not have me at, like, at 16.
Dude, just take it easy, bro. Now, should I put this on my... I'm putting this on my right side.
We should have adjusted this first.
You can adjust it yourself, dude. All right, so I now have a shock collar attached to my neck. And...
You got it tight?
Oh, God, this is going to suck. All right, so he's got the controller for me, and I got the controller for him. Every time there's an F-bomb...
Or just cussing in general.
We're going to drop it. All right. Hit.
Let me see.
What? I don't know how to show you.
Like this, right here.
Yeah, six. Okay. I ain't going to F around with this. This shit hurts, dude.
Oh, fuck you.
Nah. All right. Hit me one time. Oh, son of a... Bah! Son of a baker. All right. All right, so how can we cuss? Wait, let me make sure it works. No revenge here. This is serious. Like
seriously, hey, we ain't playing. Now there's rules. We've already talked out the rules. You hear an F-bomb, you hear different cussing, we get a zap. But there's no revenge, and there's no turning up the dial on one another.
No,
we're at a steady six.
This stuff already hurts.
Dude, like it locks up your whole shoulder.
It's not fun. However, I think this would be a nice kink in the after hours for my lady friend. All right. So, what keeps beeping?
People are texting me. Man.
Can
I'm
we
popular.
Turn it down?
I'm popular.
All right. So we can say basic cuss words, I would imagine. Things that are, like, okayed by the FCC, which okay. I would... damn. Like, that's
ass.
Fine.
Ass. Okay?
Sure.
Clitoris. Can we say, like, proper words?
Yes, we can. We can, sure. But once we start getting vulgar, and we know what vulgar is, we're talking F-bombs.
We're going to correct each other.
We're talking other words for vaginas and penises. We're talking about mother effers, GDs, and...
You can't say goddamn?
You probably can, but let's not.
I don't anyways.
It's not a good thing to say.
No.
All right.
Jesus.
So, all right. So this is what we're doing. And before we go any further, go to rotflpodcast.com, sign up, become a member, and get new episodes every time these drop. If you are watching this on our YouTube channel, please subscribe, share it with your friends. Get us some subscribers, dude. Our YouTube channel sucks, fool.
Did that one clip?
No, we got the whole show over there. We don't do clips on YouTube, which maybe we should. Start doing clips on YouTube instead of the whole show. No one wants to sit there on YouTube and watch a whole show.
Well, nobody wants to sit here and have us conversate over our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so let's get on with it. If you want to help support us in our chicanery and our shenanigans and our malarkey, you can go to rotflpodcast.com/donate, and it helps us purchase things like shock collars to hurt ourselves. So this is family friendly fun for the family friendly fun for the whole family.
This show's gonna suck.
Listen, this is what it is. So I want you guys to enjoy, and if you guys can help support us, we will buy more things to hurt ourselves, and this is good for everyone. This is good for the people who like our show, and this is good for the people who hate us in our show, because they get to watch us hurt ourselves.
True.
This is the win-win.
And it's good for us, because it's going to stop us from cussing.
Yeah. Unless we wear these every time, it is not going to stop us. All right. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's go back. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Wall Street Bets and their shenanigans and whatnot. Yeah. And Robin Hood, how Robin Hood is a hunk of poop. So this kid, he has the Robin Hood app, and all of a sudden there was a glitch in the system, and he owed $730,000. He pulled up his Robin Hood app, said it, he owed $730,000. So, you know, instead of doing what like we would do is say Robin Hood can
suck it.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He threw himself in front of a chain.
This is sad. This kid was so young and it was a glitch. Okay. Robinhood is an investing app where you can trade stocks. If you guys haven't checked out our last few episodes, you can check them out. If you guys don't know what the stock market is, and I can't help
you. We can't help you.
So this kid, he looked at it and my Robinhood glitches all the time. Like it will say weird numbers and I know it's not accurate. So I wait for it to correct itself and it does. For some reason, it said that he was negative $730,000. He thought his life was over. He wrote a suicide note, and he went out and offed himself.
I shouldn't be laughing.
It's not funny. It's sad.
Not funny, and I shouldn't be laughing. But you know, there's worse things that can happen than you know being in debt.
Well, who cares if you were in debt to Robin Hood? I would rather say you're burnt and still continue to live my life than to throw myself in front of a train. That is a messy way to go.
It's Robin Hood. It's not like they're going to send some gangsters to your house to break your legs or something, you know? If you don't pay them the money, it's going to go on your... What? Your credit.
For one, it's not going on anything because they would never let you get in debt $730,000.
True.
It was completely a mistake.
Yeah. Robin Hood messed up on me one time and it, all of a sudden I was down like, what? Remember that one day? I was down like $3,000. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then it fixed itself.
Yeah. I don't know what to fucking say, buddy. Oh, I just. See, you're not even on top of it, bro.
I missed it.
Honesty is our best policy. So speaking of other stupid people, this lady Gorilla glued her hair on purpose. This lady, she decided she needed something with that extra strength hold, and she decided to Gorilla glue her hair. Okay, why are you putting glue in your hair?
Number one.
Okay, so
unless you have a huge mohawk that won't stand up.
You don't put Gorilla Glue in your hair ever. Ever. It's worse than super glue, dude. They needed something beefier than the word super, so they added Gorilla to it.
Look, I'm just going to say, if you're that fucking retarded... Then,
Yep.
This show's gonna suck.
Dude, you can't continue your thought or what?
If you're that dumb, then... Oh, and now she has a lawsuit. So she has a lawsuit, and she's probably gonna get paid for being retarded.
Yeah.
Is retarded politically correct?
It is not.
Don't...
It is not, but you can't say that.
We can't say that?
From now on. From now on, you can't
say that. I like that word. I say that word all the time.
So do a lot of other people, YouTubers included. So I don't know, but our political persuasion will get us hated on more than others. So she raised, okay, not only did a plastic surgeon come out and help her pro bono for free.
Plastic surgeon for what?
To take
fix her face?
To take that Lego snap-on helmet hair off her head that she created.
she does have a messed up face.
Dude. Listen, she raised like a lot of money on a GoFundMe account. So I just got to go do something super dumb and then get a GoFundMe for it. If you are dumb enough to put something in your... Do we even got to talk about this? Like, okay. Seriously.
Now the thing is, it says on the this is what her basis of her lawsuit is.
This is akin to a slip and fall.
It doesn't say on the thing not to put it in your hair, but it also does say not to put it on your skin, not to put it in your eyes,
not to ingest it,
not to eat it, all that.
So why would you think that? Okay, first off, she didn't care about reading the warning on this, clearly, anyhow. She just rocked it. And where else can we, like, literally, does every company need to list off every stupid-ass thing that a human being can do with their product? Like, so, okay.
Nope. Don't put this in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my thing. Now I'm gonna I'm gonna use a bunch of Gorilla Glue for lube, and I'm gonna shove it on my ass, and then I'm gonna sue the Gorilla Glue company saying, it wasn't on there.
Hey, did you see that clip?
No.
Dude, okay, so you can look it up. It's crazy. And I'd suggest everybody at home to do the same. It was like South Africa or something like this. So this lady found out her old man was cheating on her with a dude, right?
Yeah.
So what she did was she got their bottle of lube and she put a bunch of glue in it, bunch of super glue in it.
Oh.
And, you know, it's all on film. You just got to look it up. It's not that hard to find. And they were stuck together and they were both screaming, dude, stuck together.
Oh, they were stuck together.
Yeah. And they're both screaming and walking them out to the car. you gotta look it up.
I hate that we even have to talk about this and that someone could get paid for doing something so stupid. So if I boil some Wesson oil, some vegetable oil in a pan and then shove my face into it, it doesn't say on the Wesson oil, hey, don't shove your face into this if it's at 500 plus degrees
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. What other things can we look forward to do asinine stuff with and go ruin our lives with to get a couple bucks? I don't know. Don't do it.
And then with this lady, I don't even think it was her idea because there was another chick on you or TikTok or whatever, one of those stupid things where she was doing the same thing and she was putting it in her hair and then she, like, her hands got stuck, and then she ripped her hands away, and she just had two big old bald patches.
Speaking of TikTok, there is this little Peasley excuse for a human being on there. And he is your picture-perfect representation of exactly who you would think this guy would look like. He is a skinny little white dude with glasses, with a man bun, more than likely. I seen him. I'm like, oh, okay. And he probably weighs a good 70 pounds. Now, his TikTok went viral because he went out and said, hey, everybody, look at me. I am so racist, and I'm speaking on behalf of all white people out there. We are all racist, and it's high time we admit we are, and we oppress other people.
First of all, he's not oppressing nobody, except for himself, number one.
This guy, okay, so I've seen an African-American podcaster laughing his ass off when he saw this. He's like, this white dude ain't oppressing nobody. It's actually embarrassing. If you're a white person, an average Joe, that somehow isn't like hella rich and like creating policy that ruins people's lives, like AKA politicians, you know, swamp donkeys up in Washington, then you got no reason to apologize, dude. You have no reason. Matter of fact, and I quote, as that African-American guy said, he said, if you're a white dude who apologizes for being white, you are a fucking loser.
Yeah, number one, anybody, why would you apologize? Like, you're born into what you're born into. You're born however you're born, and... Ah!
Did I cuss?
No.
I didn't cuss?
I did. So I figured if I zapped you, you would have to zap me in revenge. Pay attention. If you don't catch me cussing...
All right, that's a new thing.
This is a new rule, a new amendment to the rule. If you don't catch the other person cussing, then the other person gets to zap the other person.
I'm revenge zapping you twice.
Ah! Hey, you can't be doing that. Fuck! Oh! Dang it!
Look, we're born, whatever color you're born, there ain't no reason to apologize for anything.
Nah. Not unless you're actively doing something to oppress somebody. You don't need to be apologizing for anything. And just by virtue of you being a certain color doesn't mean that is as racist as it gets. Matter of fact, this guy is racist, okay? He's racist
against his own racist against white people?
No. He's racist, but not in the way that he thinks. Like this guy said, Eric July. He said, this guy is racist as all get out, but not by the way he thinks. He is ascribing himself a power, the power to oppress people that he does not have. So he is saying, hey, everybody, I am better than you, and I'm here to apologize for it because it's not right. That's what all you woke white people who are going around apologizing for being white, that's what you're saying. You're saying, hey, I have a power greater than you, and I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry that I'm better than you, and I want you to know how sorry I am that I'm better than you. That's what you're saying.
What about, okay, so what's going on in UK?
All right, so the French prime minister came out and was like... France, ladies and gentlemen, came out and said, this woke bullshit is enough. It's enough. U.S., your woke ideologies, your leftist craziness is infecting our country now, and it is eroding it at its very core. I think that is, okay, so woke social science theory is entirely imported from the U.S. are eroding France.
What's the story about?
Oh, well, let me finish. So, Marcon, it's the prime minister. Other prominent intellectuals have finally banded together against what they regard as contamination by the out-of-control woke leftism of American campuses and its attendant cancel culture. Oh, cancel culture doesn't exist, right? That's why they're just canceling people left and right. They canceled the lady from... Star Wars from The Mandalorian.
Why?
Because she said the way Americans and mainstream media is treating conservatives now is akin to how the Nazis treated the Jews prior Holocaust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that so far-fetched? You're shutting them all down. You're closing their businesses. You're getting rid of their livelihoods. You're making lists? You want to send them to re-education camps? Come on, man. Open your eyes, people. It's disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Let people be what they want to be. I don't know.
Everybody has certain points of views, and I don't know.
That's fine. Everyone can have different points of views, but when your points of views start infringing on other people's livelihoods, that's when it stops becoming a point of view.
Right.
But that very idea that I said right there is a perfect example of systemic racism. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I'm white. Because I'm better than you, and I got to apologize for it. My bad. My bad. Oh, my God.
What was it when they're trying to take race? What was that?
Okay. So they're trying out here in California. They've proposed a deal where it says we will no longer keep stats for
statistics. That's what it was.
We're no longer going to hold racial statistics when it comes to crime. And matter of fact, if you go try to look into it, like there haven't been any stats for years. Like, I think the latest time they even took account was like 2010, but 90% of the crimes out here in California were, you know, people in prison were like non-white, you know, am I just smacking away my gum?
Yeah, you're chewing gum, dude.
Like, oh, it's disgusting.
Was it asthmasmar? Asthmasmar?
Yeah, we're doing some asthmasmar. So they're trying to take the statistics and keeping track of these demographics of races who are being criminally prosecuted and arrested and running through the jails. Now, that's a scary thing because isn't all information good information to have? So right. You can at least have some truth to base policy on?
Well, look, if they're going to take race out of, you know, let's take it out of everything.
Everything.
If you're going to take race out of statistics and out of everything else, let's take it out of everything.
Let's take it out of college applications. Let's take it out of job applications. Let's take it out of welfare and social security, disability applications. Let's just take it out.
Yeah, let's take it, like, any form. You know what? I'm just going to start on any of those forms. I'm just not going to mark shit.
Yeah, we honestly should take it out. Oh, what the?
I said shit.
Fudge! I thought that was okay!
No, shit.
Wait. Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Why is that okay?
Well, clearly it's not, because you zapped me for not getting you, and then you said it again, so there you go. Ass. Ass donkey. You'd be messing up my whole tangent right
That's
here.
That's why I said this show's going to suck, because keep on...
Oh, this is a bad idea. This was a bad idea.
Hey, I think it's a great idea.
Hey.
We're going to at least get some good clips out of it.
All right. All right. So, let's take it out altogether. How come... The only reason they want to take it out of criminal statistics is because it hurts their whole narrative.
Right.
That's it. That's like, all. Yeah, that's a crazy thing to take out. Because then, if we didn't have that information, then we wouldn't be able to say things like, oh, did you know that more than 50% of the murders in the whole country are... 90% of the murders in the whole country 90, are 95. African-Americans killing other African-Americans.
And then you can even squeeze it even higher than that, because if you put it from African-American males from age 18 to 35, it's actually like 90.
Nine?
No, but it's close. It's like, I think 97 or 98.
But of why do you think we want to get rid of
black
that?
Murders.
Why do you think we want to get rid of that type of information? First off, if you get rid of that type of information, then we have no place to go in and go, okay, this is where the help is needed. This is where the change in culture needs to happen. This is where we need to focus is African Americans killing each other, okay? Instead, we are focusing less than 2%
No, it's like... 0.0 something.
Of when some dick cop goes rogue and kills a black, an African-American. So this is what we focus on when it is less than 99% of the problem. Yeah. That's a scary thing. And that people should open their eyes and realize that these policies aren't here to help African Americans out. Because even if we got rid of every racist white cop in the country, African Americans would still be killing each other.
Right.
So that is no help to anyone.
To what's actually going on.
I don't know. That's a touchy subject.
I know.
Blew right through.
Something we should have not covered.
Hey.
But here in ROTFL,
I look,
we like to give you the stories.
Well, I did a lot of time with African Americans.
Me too.
And I know how they get down.
Hey, and I got it. I get along with them, dude. The thing is about prison. Okay, so prison is split up with race. In California, at least.
Arizona. Everywhere else.
A lot of states. It's all split up by race. And, I had a couple neighbors that were black, and they looked after me more than some of my white friends.
I made some... I made some friends, okay? And it was very high tension in prison. And at any point, we could be warring after each other. And I had neighbors, too. And it's like, hey, neighbor, I know we're going to go to riot against each other and try to kill each other, but how about you just skip me and I'll just skip you and I'll go after one of your homies down the line and you can go after one of my homies. Because we didn't want to go out. We were cool, man.
I was actually in a riot one time, and me and my friend, we used to trade comic books with each other all the time. Like, we used to talk, like, every day. And there was a riot, and we looked at each other, and we're like, huh? And then I looked over here and seen a dude over here, and he looked over here and seen a dude over there, and we... ran past each other.
Gave each other a high five.
Ran past each other to go beat on somebody else.
this is the way it is. But I just think everyone is just trying to survive in this lifetime and ascribing a problem that isn't the problem, isn't the main issue, isn't helping anybody. Across the board. It's not helping anyone across the board, because even if we got rid of that problem, which is a problem, albeit a very small problem, we are still left with the pink elephant in the room.
Well, look it. Everybody wants to say how America's so racist, America's so racist. Look, we've spent a shitload of time in... Get it?
You're bad.
We spent a lot of time in prison, and there's actual racial tension in prison all the time. Sometimes you'll walk into a prison and you can feel the tension.
Cut it with a knife.
You'll walk into a new yard and you, not before even talking to buddy, you can feel the tension in there. And if we can live peacefully with all that tension, all that racial tension.
In prison, in close quarters.
Close quarters where you can't get away from anybody, where people are in your face all the time. If we can live in peace there, then why can't we do it here? It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense, because Machiavelli said it's...
Machiavelli? Tupac?
Not the rapper.
Tupacs?
Well, oh no, sorry. Sorry, I hate the references because he always gives me the poop. But Orwell said, it isn't a war that's ever going to end. It's a perpetual war designed to be a perpetual war. This is the war. This is the war we have right now. We don't have no good wars to fight as of yet. We will soon.
Oh, yeah. Biden's so, going to make sure we...
The war is at home. If people are constantly in fear and the mainstream media is constantly pushing fear down our throats, then people are more susceptible to misinformation, bad information, just completely false information. They will take that to heart. And even if they know the truth, they'll refuse to believe it.
Well,
Adolf Hitler used to wait for people. He used to throw his speeches and rallies at the end of the day because people were tired. Their stress was a little higher.
They're less likely to fight against what they don't agree with. They're just more likely to go along with it.
If you're at a heightened sense of stress, if you're at a level of fear, then you are more likely to not fight information as it comes into your brain hole. I love information coming onto my brain hole.
Coming in your brain.
We could say that because C-O-M-E.
C-O-M.
Yeah. Wait. C-O-M?
C-O-M-E, man.
Oh, okay. I was...
I was just emphasizing the O.
And we should do a spelling bee and then zap each other for
rock. Horribly. You'd be zapping me the whole time.
Yeah. How did we get off on this tangent? Oh,
but not just that. Okay, so I had a good point. All right, moving on.
I just think we should all.
Can't we all just get along?
Well, yeah.
No, so that's what I was going
to
say.
We're all living our life. We're all trying to get by. Why do we let the mainstream media and politicians feed us this BS?
Okay, so this is just on a smaller scale. So prisons used to not have all the racial stuff going on, right? So this is just what I've heard. Don't take it as truth because who knows if it is or isn't. But back in the day, they didn't have all these racial tensions and racial things going on. And who implemented that was like the wardens and the people running the
guards.
Yeah, the guards, the wardens, they implemented all the racial stuff, segregating and all that stuff. Because before that, when all the prisoners would get along, they would group together and go against
the
guards and everybody that's running the show.
If they're, it's a simple divide and conquer technique. Instead of fighting against the system, fighting against their own incarcerators, we now
are fighting against each other.
That's where the tension is.
And it's a lot easier to control. Like,
very
granted,
easy to control.
It pops off, but none of the guards ever get hurt. You know, they just come in for damage control afterwards.
The guards in prison assign leaders of each group so they can talk to them. And yeah, that is not far-fetched. That is clearly what they do.
Yeah.
They keep us segregated. Just like everyone else and politicians want to keep us separated by making forms where you check little boxes to say, hey, I'm Caucasian. Hey, I'm whatever. Hey, I'm whatever. All these little boxes. All those little boxes are going to keep us separated from being fellow Americans and are always going to keep a level of tension. We're always going to have a reason to fight with each other because you're not a part of my tribal group.
Right. Moving on.
Moving on. Hey, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too. Except for these zaps kind of throw us off a little bit.
No, I think that's what I'm saying. I think we're doing pretty good on the cussing front.
Cousin? Yeah.
It's helping.
It is helping. All right, I got something that'll piss everybody off.
Hey.
So in the UK.
This is great.
UK hospital tells midwives to say chest feeding alongside with breastfeeding.
No, with not to say breastfeeding anymore at all.
To be gender inclusive. Now, I just want to know, when is this going to end? When is this going to stop? Like,
it won't stop. It can't stop. It don't stop.
Where's the line? Where is the line? So now, some weirdo. No, I'm not gonna say weirdo because they're not all weirdos, you know. Granted, I believe it's more of a mental issue than anything else. I really do. But if you have a new baby, all right, and you have it sucking, the babies suck on a tit to eat, to feed. That's how you feed a baby. Now, they're putting it on, these dudes are they're allowed to, like, let the baby suck on their nipple?
Chest feeding.
Chest, yeah.
No, I don't even think, actually, I don't know. Are they letting babies suck on male nipples?
That's what it says, man.
Well, they're just saying, please don't say breastfeeding, because we can't breastfeed because we're males, or we were biologically born male. So it's not fair to say breastfeeding when...
Because we don't have breasts.
Which is... It's so dumb. You don't see me trying to cancel birds because I don't got wings and I can't fly. It's just...
That's next.
It's never going to end. It's gotten so far into left field and so ridiculous. First off, I don't care. And what'd you say? Unless you're trying to make some mentally traumatized stripper.
Yeah,
there's no reason a baby should be sucking on some dude's nipple.
Hopefully the baby is a girl. That way, you know, it grows up to be a hot stripper.
Yeah, because most of the
because it's gonna grow up damaged.
Damaged. No, straight out the gate.
It says right here, as part of the UK's first clinical and language guidelines supporting trans and binary birthing people.
Okay.
So look.
Do you have a list?
And then what'd you say? You said that if they're taking enough hormones that the dude can actually produce milk. Now I'm gonna tell you right now
that milk ain't healthy.
That it could not be. Cannot be. Don't give that to your baby. Look, if you care about your baby and you're one of these
progressives,
whatever
you trans call yourself, genders,
whatever you want to call yourself, let's just call you Al.
Let's just do something that's healthy for the baby. Quit trying to make it about you.
Right.
How does your feelings and making sure people don't say breastfeeding? How is that going to help your baby
whatsoever?
It doesn't. It's just one more thing that we can virtue signal about. It's one more thing that we can say, hey, look at me. I'm oppressed because I don't have breasts. Yeah, you don't have breasts, bro.
Because
you weren't. That's the roll of the dice. This is the world. This is reality.
Be comfortable and happy with what you are.
If people are constantly being told not to be happy with who they are, this is the problem.
That's the thing. Look at, and I don't know. You just.
It's not going to end. It's not going to end.
I don't get it.
So you got to see some of these terms they have to say. It's like we all, maybe these re-education camps are it's good.
Good idea.
It might be a good idea because.
I'm good.
I can't keep up with it. They have new terms every day.
Every day.
And if I don't keep up with it, like, they need an app that, like, shoots you, like, the new terms for the day just so you can stay woke.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm cool, too.
How about just go by your name instead of, like, why do you have to have a title? Like, I don't know.
English language. We're getting rid of it. It's the new speak, man. We're getting rid of all these old words that are oppressive. Serious. Well, so let's just come out with a new happy language. Like we won't use any part of our language to describe anything. We'll just say me here food.
All right. So hey everybody out there, how you liking those gas prices?
Oh, welcome. Welcome
to Biden's...
That's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We're only a couple months in.
Mark my words, $8 a gallon before the year's up. Yeah, $8. That's my...
We're already at $4.
That's my prediction, $8 a gallon.
We're already at $4.
He's killing all the pipelines, bro.
Oh, yeah, and another thing. So the pipeline killed so many jobs, millions.
How many? Thousands?
11,000, 12,000, right out the gate.
Now, the new thing in The Wire is $15 an hour across the board, which, look, I make minimum wage.
Hey, that's killing about 100,000 more jobs. It's going
to
be like
1.5 million. No, the raising minimum wage across the board to 15, it's gonna kill like 1.5 million jobs. Yeah,
Ralph's is closing down. I read a number of businesses that are closing down now thanks to this $15 minimum wage.
The thing is about minimum wage, look.
Someone's got to pay for it.
Not just that, but when minimum wage goes up, everything else goes up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
It's called supply and demand. It's simple economics.
Minimum wage is going to go up. The price of milk and eggs is going to go up.
So how did that minimum wage do you any good?
If none it costs more money whatsoever to get things? You go out to a restaurant, all the prices at the restaurants go up.
Gas. So
gas everything. Goes up. Everything rent. Else goes up. It's ridiculous. So it's just so there's no end.
Speaking of gender reveal. Oh, we got to cut this short. A gender reveal party. Man, these things are dangerous.
Yeah, they're not just dangerous. They're ridiculous. Stop doing them. Who cares? Who cares? Okay. I'm having a boy. I'm having a girl. You don't have to have a freaking party.
You can't say that. You can't.
Yeah.
I should zap you for that.
What's the other one? There's a new woke thing where...
Yeah, you can't reveal your baby's gender because they haven't decided
what they are yet.
Yeah, okay. You got to wait till they're at least a good, intelligent 3 years old to decide. Let them decide that. Also, let them decide if they want to smoke and drink. Well, I mean,
and that's
another thing too.
Like, some girls are tomboys. Some boys play with dolls. That doesn't mean that when they grow up,
they're not going to want to identify with the sex they were biologically born into.
Right. I know some tom girls, dude, when I was a kid that are super bad now. But
well, I know some people that played with dolls and became gay, but they still are going to identify as males,
right?
Gay males, instead of being forced to transition into a female that they never wanted to be in the first place.
Well, if they transitioned to a female and then still like dudes, they would be straight. They wouldn't be gay anymore.
Oh, right? It's so hard to follow.
How does that go?
It's exactly how it is. Yeah, it's a transgender male to female is just a heterosexual female.
I'm lost already.
That likes to chest feed random
babies.
Infants.
Random babies or something. Imagine walking down the street with your infant.
Hey, like, can I see your baby? Hey, I'm going to chest feed it real quick.
It's healthy.
Could you imagine coming home and seeing some dude chest feeding your... infant, and not just any dude, like a brutal,
like greasy,
like some 260-pound dude like me, call me Brenda.
With a mullet.
Suck that nipple. Like, is that not freaky? Isn't this just a way to get pedophiles off the...
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not a pedophile. I'm just chest feeding your baby.
I just like infants to suck on my nipples.
Dudes.
It's creepy. Don't do it.
Dudes will figure out any way to F some stuff up, dude. Seriously. All right. We're going to end this. We're already going over our time here.
Are we?
Yeah, we're over our time. So we just want to end it with this. A guide to sounding. Has anyone heard of this? Sounding.
I don't even know.
Sounding is a kink where you stick a rod up your urethra on your penis.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of this thing. It does not look pleasant at all.
Listen, don't be sticking anything up your urethra. But this is a kink, like, oh yeah, this turns me on. Shove a rod up my pee hole?
Dude, I actually seen a porno once where this, you know, this chick was, you know, and then she had a Q-tip, right?
Oh.
And she was like jacking him off and then, you know, playing with a Q-tip. And then all of a sudden she like grabbed his dick and like started fucking just... Dude, it was not... Ah! It was, it was gnarly.
Yeah, it was gnarly. All right, that's all we got. RotoTFLPodcast.com. You know what it is. And honestly, if you guys like this video, If you guys lot are shocking yourselves, well then, it is what it is. But honestly, will we ever end up not cussing? Probably not. Probably not. And honestly, I don't give a fuck. All right. Enough. Enough. Enough.